AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden is predicting most of the nation's elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. But the president says it will be tougher for high schools because of a higher risk of spread. His press secretary says Biden is still pushing for Republicans to sign on to the $1.9 trillion COVID relief proposal.
Republicans in Congress, Senator McConnell, to vote against the will of their constituents, I would suggest you ask them why that's smart politically.
President Biden has reached out to governors affected by this severe winter weather with a conference call, offering prayers and promising to deploy federal emergency resources as needed. Houston's fire chief is urging people in freezing homes not to use fireplaces that haven't been maintained and never use a running car in a garage or a generator indoors for heat.
We responded to over 90 calls for carbon monoxide poisoning.
4 relatives died in a house fire near Houston. Mattress Mack is back in the news in Houston. Jim McInvale has again opened his gallery furniture stores to shelter families because of the cold, just like he did during hurricanes. Tens of thousands of people are without power in the Portland, Oregon area after that icy weekend storm. 4 carbon monoxide deaths are reported there. A Democratic congressman from Mississippi is suing Donald Trump. Our Sagar Magani reports.
House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson's suit accuses Trump of inciting the insurrection and conspiring with his lawyer and extremist groups to keep Congress from certifying the presidential election results.
An Ohio man who owns 14 McDonald's franchises is suing the company. He says that it's shown more favorable treatment to white owners and denied him, a black man, the opportunity to buy restaurants in more affluent communities. This is AP News. Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, a quiet event with COVID-19 this year, and freezing weather in the Big Easy.
Parades and parties usually draw about 1 million people in New Orleans. No parades this year, but there is a twist.
You become the parade instead of watching the parade.
Diego Rose is talking about the homes decorated like parade floats.
It's a classic New Orleans move, you know, when you're knocked down, you get up and figure out a way to use creativity to make it a fun experience.
Mardi Gras crowds last year were later blamed for an early Louisiana outbreak of the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue.
1 year into the COVID-19 pandemic and millions of medical-grade N95 face masks are pouring out of American factories. But doctors and nurses say that they don't have enough to keep them safe. An Associated Press investigation found there was a logistical breakdown rooted in federal failures to coordinate supply chains. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.